Well, now to questions being considered at Yellowstone National Park. Should a bear be killed because she killed a man? And should her two cubs be killed as well because one was at the attack? Wildlife biologists captured the mother grizzly in a bear trap. Her DNA matches that found on the remains of Lance Crosby of Billings, Montana, an experienced hiker who worked at health clinics in the park and is being mourned by the park community. But they are also, at that community, loath to euthanize the bears. Lynn Rogers is principal bear biologist for the North American Bear Center and Wildlife Research Institute in Ely, Minnesota. Lynn, the question at Yellowstone is, why did the grizzly kill the hiker? Park officials say they wish there'd been a witness.
Well, actually, I wish there was a witness, too. The idea of never get between a mother and her cubs is principally a grizzly trait. They're much more defensive than black bears are. They have a whole different evolutionary history. Black bears evolved here in North America alongside such powerful predators as the saber-toothed cat, American lion. And black bears wouldn't have stood a chance against any of those predators. And they developed the attitude of run first, ask questions later, stay near trees, because the black bear was the only one of those that could climb a tree.
Well, so officials are wishing there was a witness, because if they knew that this mother bear, grizzly, was defending her cubs, then, in fact, she could almost get a reprieve, because that's expected. But if, in fact, she wasn't, the feeling is that she might have, you know, attacked for food, and one of her cubs with her, judging by the footprints there, might have as well. And I guess that just can't be accepted in a bear.
Well, in a way, yeah. But grizzly bears, 70% of their killings are mothers defending cubs. Another 10% are bears defending food caches. And then the remainder, a large percentage of those are bears that were startled. And in all of those circumstances, the more afraid of people a grizzly bear is, the more likely it is to attack.
But is there any research that shows that once a bear has attacked a human, and as in this case, partially eaten, that it will then have a taste for humans, because the officials are saying that they can't take the risk that the cub might not now think of humans as a food source?
I don't know of anything to really support that, although in Ontario some years ago, there was a black bear that attacked and killed three people several days in a row. The attacks are so rare to start with that it's hard to get a pattern.
Well, I'm reading that since 1916, this is the first time anyone was recorded being killed by a bear in Yellowstone. There have been just 8 fatalities. But then in 2011, 2 people were killed in 2 separate incidences. Those were the first attacks in 25 years. Meanwhile, most seasoned hikers know to have bear spray. But what should you do if you startle a grizzly bear or a black bear?
Well, I like the pepper spray idea, and actually maybe I'm partial to that because I was the one that did the initial tests on how wild bears react to it, and they don't go away mad, they just go away. But most of the advice that a person hears is meaningless. Like, I have so often heard, if you see a bear, whatever you do, don't run. And I thought, I wonder where that comes from. Because most of the stories I actually hear of bears is that I saw a bear, I ran one way, the bear ran the other.
What about the idea, and it's, you're told in Yellowstone, stay at least 100 yards away from a bear. It sounds like most of the time you don't have that option. The problems come when you stumble upon a bear.
Yeah, so you stumble upon a bear. And often in national parks and places, they do things to make the bears afraid of people so that they will stay away from people. But I don't know if that's the best idea, because in actuality, the more afraid a bear is of you, especially a grizzly, which is the defensive one, black bears just want to run away, the more likely it is to give some defensive action.
Well, meanwhile, officials at Yellowstone have to make this decision. They say, we can't favor one individual bear over protecting the lives of several humans, and they've already lost one. What would you say?
Well, I know that the basis for most management of bears is to avoid liability problems, and I'm sure the officials are worried that if we don't kill this, what if somebody says you knew there was an attacking bear out there and you didn't kill it, therefore we're suing the park. So I suspect that the decision will be to kill them all, but as far as any scientific background for that, I don't know of any.
Lynn Rogers is principal bear biologist for the North American Bear Center and Wildlife Research Institute in Ely, Minnesota. Lynn, thank you.
Thank you.